Texte numéro 108. The discreet charm of nuclear power. It makes fighting climate change a lot easier. In the negotiations, which led up to the Rio Earth Summit in 1992, Saudi Arabia spent a great deal of time attempting to insert the term environmentally safe and sound in front of references to energy sources and energy supplies. At the same time, the aim was obvious to all concerned. The phrase was a way to keep nuclear power off the Rio agenda. The oil shocks of the 1970s has led to many countries increasing their nuclear efforts. In the 10 years to 1992, the amount of nuclear energy consumed worldwide had increased by 130%. What was more, some talked of using nuclear plants to produce not just electricity, but also hydrogen. In contrast to the oil shocks, the threat of global warming has not served the nuclear cause well. After peaking in 2006, the amount of nuclear energy consumed in 2019 was just 18% higher than it had been in 1992. As a share of global primary energy, it had fallen from 6.1% to 4.3%. This is unsurprising because nuclear power is expensive in ways that show up in profits, whereas damage to the climate is not priced into burning fossil fuels, while it is not popular with environmentalists. The paradigm-shifting drop in the cost of renewable electricity in the past decade is central to the decarbonisation pathway the world is fitfully following. But a clean energy system requires redundancy and reliability in its electricity grids that are hard to achieve with renewables alone. It will probably also require lots of hydrogen for, say, powering aircraft and making steel and chemicals, which reactors could provide. Nuclear power has its drawbacks, as do all energy sources. But when well regulated, it is reliable and, despite its reputation, extremely safe. That is why it is foolish to close down perfectly good nuclear power stations because of little more than prejudice. It is why some countries, most notably China, are building out their nuclear fleets. France, which has found its newest generation of huge reactors impossible to build on time and within budget, and consequently also hard to export, has new plans for small modular reactors, SMRs, that might do better on both counts. Such designs can, in principle, be produced in factories and shipped where they are required, keeping their costs down. They need regulatory approaches which will make nuclear power once again a source of innovation and adding to the world's capacity to ditch unsafe and unsound fossil energy. Adapted from The Economist, November 2021.